Hello, everybody. This is Marshall Poe. I'm the founder and editor of the New Books Network. I've published several academic books, and one of the things I found frustrating is my inability to get them picked up in the press. There really is no PR service specifically oriented toward academic books. Recently, however, I had the opportunity to work with a PR firm in New York, RLM, on a book that I recently published. And I have to say, they did a remarkable job at a very low price. And this got me thinking. I wonder if the New Books Network and RLM could provide a service that would promote academic books. So the folks at RLM and I put our heads together and we came up with a package. It is specifically targeted toward people like you, people who write academic books. So if you're interested, you should go to the NBN website and click publish. Publicize your book, and there you'll find some information about the services that the NBN and RLM are offering. What we really want to do is provide you with value for money. As far as we know, no such service exists. This is the first of its kind, and we really hope it is successful, and we hope that it helps you get the word out about your academic book.
Welcome to the New Books Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the New Book Network. I'm Deidre Tyler, host of the channel. Today, we'll be talking with Rena Merton-Ginton, author of the book Both Are True, a novel. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, or day after Thanksgiving.
Yes, you too. I wonder if you could begin the interview by saying a few words about yourself and how you became interested in this project.
Sure. I live in New York. I'm about half an hour north of New York, and I was a practicing attorney for many years, close to 25 years before I really got started writing. I left the practice of law in 2014. And when I left my job, I didn't really have much of an idea of what I was going to do with myself. And a friend asked me to join her at a writing class at a local university. And I went with her and I started taking classes and everything just kind of mushroomed from there. And I have now, since 2018, I've had three books published. So I feel like I'm on a totally different road and it's really been great.
Wow. Well, tell the audience about the character Judge Jackie.
Sure. This is the newest book. It's called Both Are True. It just came out in October, and it's kind of a blend of a love story and courtroom drama. And the female protagonist is named Jackie Martin. She's a very smart, ambitious attorney, and she's just been appointed to an interim term on the family court in Manhattan. And she's kind of uptight. She's a little bit controlling, and she kind of, I think that she thinks that she can go into her courtroom and fix every kind of family dysfunction just by pure act of will. And that she's kind of carried over that personality trait into her personal relationships. She's recently fallen for a guy named Lou Greenberg, who's he's a little more laid back. He's newly divorced. He kind of tries to enjoy life a little bit more than Jackie, but their relationship hits a snag pretty early on in the book, and we kind of watch what happens to both of them from then on.
Tell the audience about how you introduced Lou into this whole picture.
So Lou meets Jackie when he, on the first day that his divorce becomes finalized. Jackie is as I said, is a judge in the family court, and she works a couple buildings down from the state court, and she often takes her lunch sitting on the steps of the state courthouse. And Lou comes out from the courthouse the morning that he picks up his final divorce papers, and he buys some beautiful flowers, and he says that he wants to give them to the loveliest woman that he sees on the courthouse steps to celebrate that he's starting over. And he gives those flowers to Jackie. And this is not the kind of overture she would normally take part in, because she's pretty buttoned up. But she's kind of taken by surprise, and he's spontaneous, and he appeals to her. And he's an accountant kind of by day, but his other job that he really does, that he loves, is that he writes a column for a women's internet magazine, and he calls it a straight guy's guide to a woman's world, but he thinks of himself as sort of a sensitive guy, that he knows what women want, and he kind of pulls that over on her, and then, you know, they get involved after that.
What was the defining moment to break them up? What do you think it was? I mean, how can you describe that to the audience?
Yeah. Lou's the kind of guy that feels that he, every now and then, he gets to a point in his life where he just needs to start over. And I think we've probably all known people like that, you know, people that they seem to be going along just fine, and then something gets in their bonnet and they think, you know, I just need to kind of ditch what I have and go out and find something new. And that's kind of what happens. He hasn't been involved with Jackie for that long, but he feels that somehow the fact that she's this powerful woman who goes off to the courthouse each day and is making these big decisions and living this kind of life, somehow it's holding him back, and it's holding him back from being the writer that he wants to be. He thinks he's got some big ambitions and, you know, aspirations for himself. And he feels that he's kind of a little bit, you know, one of his friends teases him that he's a little bit of a kept man, that he's living in her apartment and he's, you know, making the dinner and catering to her needs, and he's not really going to advance himself as long as he stays with her. So that's, he leaves her pretty, I'm not giving anything away, he leaves her pretty on in the book.
You know, that theme is really interesting. Powerful women are threatened. Many men find them threatening. So I think that was a good way of weaving that in without just coming out and saying that. You allowed for Lou to go back to the ex-wife's house. Do you think this is a common occurrence in real life?
No, I hope not. I mean, I don't want to give away too much of the book, but he does kind of, when he finds himself having left Jackie, he realizes he doesn't really have anywhere to go. So he does call his ex-wife. But, you know, I think that there's a lot underneath that. I don't think it's, you know, it may appear to Lou and to the reader at first that it's just a matter of logistics, you know, that he doesn't have anywhere to go. But I think, you know, he's got feelings, and he's got unresolved feelings for his family. And, you know, he's not only divorced from his wife, but he's left the child. It's not a child they had together. So it's a child of hers from a previous relationship, but, you know, he's been that child's father. And, you know, I think he does have, you know, feelings and unresolved feelings for how that went down. So, you know, I doubt a lot of relationships get back together that way, although you do occasionally read of people getting remarried, people that were divorced, and, you know, I think the point is that life is complicated and families are complicated, and you should never count anything out as part of the possibilities.
Absolutely. Now, you did talk about Jackie's family. Do you think that she really envied her sister?
So Jackie has a sister named Mindy who's leading a more conventional life. She's more traditional, I guess. She's married somebody who is, you know, a professional guy who wants to be the wage earner in the family, who works very hard. And they have three children, and Mindy's decided to stay home with them. And, you know, I think on some level, you know, Jackie is a little bit jealous of her. I think it's complicated. I think this happens in lots of families. I can tell you in my own family, I have two older sisters, and they are both professional women. And, you know, I was as well, but when I kind of dropped out of the legal field, you know, it makes a difference. You know, you sort of do come to think about what are you doing, and what are your siblings doing, and how is it respected in your family? It's, you know, it's hard not to feel that way. But I think, you know, in the book, the parents, you know, Jackie and Mindy's parents are pretty even-handed. I think that they value both things that the girls are doing. You know, the fact that one is married and has children is one wonderful way to pursue things, and that the fact that the other, you know, has not yet married and doesn't have children and has a very high-powered professional career, that's, you know, that's another thing that is to be respected. So I don't know if she's super jealous of Mindy, but I think she does see that there are pros and cons to both ways of going about things, and that it's sometimes hard to have it all, right? I mean, that's sort of the other theme that kind of runs through the book, that there are ways to balance things, but it's nothing is easy. It's not, you know, that's just not easy.
And you brought up a theme of a single woman raising a child, a young woman, Brienne. How does that deviant behavior that she's exhibiting play a role in the story?
So, right. So Lou's ex-wife is now raising the child by herself because Lou's gone. And she's, you know, she's a teenager. She's in high school. I think she's 14 in the book. And, you know, I think I didn't want to attribute the fact that she was having some difficulties necessarily to the divorce, but I was trying to indicate that, you know, there are factors, right? I mean, if you are living in a particularly stable familial situation and then a huge instability inserts itself in the form of divorce or some other thing, you know, there's going to be repercussions, and there's going to be repercussions for teenagers. There's no question. And you know, some of the things that Brynn does in the book, you know, from the mild thing, you know, more mild things of going to the mall after school instead of coming home to do her homework, or, you know, possibly the, you know, this vaping, which now is a big deal. You know, she does some things that are more on the mild end, and then it kind of escalates. And I do think that, you know, there are hints in the book that had she had a more stable family relationship, then maybe some of these things wouldn't happen, but not, you know, not attributing it to any fault of the mother. I mean, the mother is, she's working a lot. She's working, you know, different kind of shifts, you know, some in the evening, that maybe she's not home quite as much with the daughter as, you know, would be preferable. But she's putting food on the table, and she's keeping them in the house that they're in, and she's keeping them, you know, in clothes, and, you know, all the things that somebody has to do. And so I wasn't at all trying to suggest that, you know, that there was anything, you know, that one was the cause of the other. But, you know, again, just really the suggestion that things get complicated pretty quickly.
What's the hidden message of the novel that you want the audience to take away?
Yeah, I don't know if there's really a hidden message so much as, you know, by the end of the book, and again, I don't want to give anything away, but, you know, people get second chances, and you never know where your second chance is going to come from or how it's going to manifest itself. And, you know, and that's, it's just good to keep your eyes open. You don't know. You don't know where love is going to come from. You don't know where, you know, Brynn gets a second chance at the end of the book to kind of fly right, and Lou gets a second chance to figure out his family, and, you know, Jackie gets a second chance at finding love and finding family. And, you know, you just, I know that not everything is a happy ending, but, you know, but there are some second chances that we make for ourselves, and some that we just have to be aware are out there if we open our eyes. So that, I guess that's sort of the secret message.
Well, I've taken up enough of your time. Can you tell us, what are you working on next?
I just started a new book. It's tentatively entitled Lost and Found, and it's more of a mother-daughter story. There isn't so much law in it, so that's kind of a break for me. I'm just at the very beginning stages.
Well, we look forward to that. Thank you so much.